Thank you, Kim. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. And earlier in the show, I was talking about driving down I-88, picking up my son Michael at College of DuPage, and saw the overhead warning sign that said silver alert. And I had never heard of that before. And then it went on to say a silver Chevy Equinox with license plate number. And I thought it was a mistake. I thought it was an amber alert.
Oh,
and
yeah,
they maybe juxtaposed the silver car and the silver alert. But lo and behold, we found out that there is something called a silver alert. And on the line with us right now, Craig Burge with the Illinois State Police. And I guess there is a silver alert that I knew nothing about, Craig. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thank you for having me on.
Well, there
is a...
I just want to say that I feel very ignorant that I didn't know what it was. My 18-year-old son had to explain it to me, but then I didn't feel so bad because Bill didn't know what it was either. This has not been publicized enough. Tell us what a silver alert is.
Well, I hope to get the information out to loads of people that we can. It's still kind of in its infancy, but a silver search is basically a collaboration of a bunch of different agencies that get together, spearheaded by the Illinois Alzheimer's Association, and we utilize the resources that are available to us, such as the road boards that you saw, such as the lottery terminals that are around, law enforcement resources. We utilize all of those and come together when we have somebody with Alzheimer's or dementia that goes missing. And especially when they're in a vehicle and they're on our interstates, we want the people's eyes and ears that are driving down those interstates, that are having their cell phones out, that they can see the vehicle that we're looking for and report that to law enforcement. These people have endangerments that maybe to cause a problem for them or for others, and we want to make sure that we find them as quickly and as efficiently as we can.
So, Craig, the qualification, if I'm understanding this right, is that they must have either Alzheimer's or some form of dementia. That's the qualifier here?
Yeah, we utilize the term silver to include those people that have Alzheimer's or dementia.
Okay.
Now, that doesn't mean those are the only type of people that we can look for or the only type of people that have endangerments.
Yeah.
We use advisories all the time for people with various type of disabilities and disorders. But when you're talking silver, we're specifically talking about those crowd of people with Alzheimer's and dementia.
And just to know that it exists, I feel better now. The amber alerts, as we spoke about earlier, are a much more urgent thing because, you know, a car could be leaving. They could be with someone very dangerous, that, of course, involving children. But you think about if you have an aging parent and they're missing for a while, I can't even imagine how you'd feel. So when you see a silver alert or a silver search, I think the actual sign said silver alert.
Yeah.
And it lists the car that this person was reported last driving. And who knows, you may see them pulled over on the side of the road, you know, wondering where they are and how they got there. What do we do if we find this car that's been alerted?
Well, a great question. You can flag down law enforcement. You can contact 911. This information is going to be broadcast on a large regional basis. So any law enforcement contact that you can make right then and there will allow us to respond to that incident. And it's not just people that are in vehicles. It could be somebody that you see at a shopping mall or a supermarket or anywhere that you're out. Just keep your eyes and ears open. If you see information that law enforcement is looking for somebody, please call 911 and let us know, you know, what you see and where you're at, and we can respond accordingly.
And Craig, I'm guessing you've had some success stories with the silver alerts, right?
Sure.
Good.
Our very first one, we recovered them based upon the road boards, based upon the electronic digital boards that are over our interstates. And somebody saw them as they were driving, followed that person until law enforcement could respond, properly, you know, pull that person over and return that person home safely to their family.
Very good.
And this started in 2016. The information I found is it's a new statewide alert system. It was set here in Illinois in January of 2016. And now we join, 41 other states with these silver alerts?
Yeah, and each state handles their alerting process differently. What I want to say is it's very unique that Illinois comes together with all the agencies that it does, from the broadcasters to the lottery to the Alzheimer's Association to the Illinois Department of Transportation and the AARP, and all of these agencies get together and we meet regularly to discuss how we can improve the technologies and utilize more and more resources that are out there for this aging population that we have. And it's going to continue to get worse And if we can continue to stay on top of it, we feel like we can better this in the future.
I'm curious, Craig, you said that Illinois has joined 41 other states. I know you don't want to badmouth other states, but why would a state not have something like this? If it's available, why would they go against it and not use it?
Well, I know the fear has always been the desensitization of the public. I mean, Amber Alerts, involve a child abduction and involve a crime. And thank goodness we don't have very many of those. So I think some of the apprehension is about not overusing the system and not having something out there every single day. But we found that's not necessarily the case. Law enforcement uses this resource only when they need it, only when they need that broad push out of information to a large regional basis. So we don't see it being overused at all.
Right.
Well, I guess the big question, first of all, Craig Burge on the line with us, the Silver Search Coordinator for the Illinois State Police. And since I was unaware of the Silver Alerts and Bill was, we thought we'd put it out here today so you could be aware of it. The big question is, was that person who was missing yesterday found?
Which one?
This was, I guess there could have been several.
Yeah. The one that you're referring to that you saw on the road board, yes, they were recovered safely by law enforcement.
Oh, good.
That's good to know. We need to look out for each other, so I think this is a great idea. I'm just glad we could publicize it because I feel really ignorant that I did not know what it meant. So good work, Craig. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me on, and if anybody has any questions, they could go to the Silver Search Illinois website.
Thank you very much.
Thanks,
we appreciate
Craig.
Your time.
Thank you.
The Silver Alert.
Yeah, a great idea.
We have
Very
to watch out for one another. Because imagine it's your aging parent or grandparent. I couldn't sleep.
Right. All right, let's do this. We'll take
if
a
I had
quick...
a cat, I couldn't sleep
right.
if the cat didn't come
I know,
home.
I know. A quick break and then more show. And then Wendy and I are headed toward the internet, the web, for the bonus hour. Although today the bonus hour is a slightly reduced bonus hour. It's just 30 minutes today because of White Sox baseball.
I forgot all about
yeah,
that.
Yeah. All right.
We should have
here.
A dummy alert for us.
It's been talked about.
Really?
Yeah, it's been discussed.
I feel bad now.
More in a moment. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.